Hi, I'm Avril Miller, and you're listening to Gut Talks, double G, U, double T.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maria, and welcome to Season 3 of Gut Talks, double G, U, double T, a podcast about business, design, and gut feelings. I started Gut Talks a couple of years ago to educate, spread some karma on the board, connect, reconnect, or learn from awesome entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and investors. By the way, there are no sponsors on the show, but a like, a share, comment, and hitting the subscribe button would mean a lot. Now let's get started.
So this is the next episode of our segment with Avril Miller, discussing her wealth of experience over 50 years helping businesses from housekeeping, as she calls it, to growing. Here we go.
If you don't mind, I'm going to share a story here with you.
Yes.
So back in 2020, when I think we kind of all got to know how to live with COVID and all of that, especially in Italy, living with masks and so on, I had to go back to university. Actually, they were waiting to do my session once they reopened the school. So because I was doing stuff online at another university, that was really, really tough because I was the only one on camera. I couldn't see the students.
Yeah.
Even like some of them came last year to like an alumni reunion, whatever. And some were like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, who are you? You know, because I'd never seen their faces. So that was back in September 2020. And this was my first experience like in class with students. Now, I always knew that I like to do stuff face-to-face, like workshops or sessions or whatever. And not only I had to wear a mask, they had to wear a mask. I had to wear a face shield as well. And I have my voice. I have a look. My voice is not that, you know, loud. So it was very interesting because there were so many, you know, asks from the university where, you know, if you conduct a workshop, people need to interact. And they couldn't interact. So I had to come like earlier in the morning and put scotch tape on the floor, like colored, like and markers to see where students can stand up as a team and how to keep social distancing. And I had to focus on asking them to wear their mask and things like that. But this is when I also realized that, okay, it can't be like that. I mean, last year I said, I'm not teaching in class. I'm happy to do stuff online. I'd rather know from the beginning that I'm not going to see anyone. And at least my brain is prepared for that. And I can maybe anticipate rather than being in a classroom and not seeing their facial expressions, because I improvise a lot as well. I come with a plan, but so flexible as long as we have the objective there. So for me, that was a turning point where I'm like, okay, I need to rethink everything because, you know, one of the things was I'm completely going online, which I'm not saying I like or don't like, but I just learned to live with it. And I'm exploring, okay, other ways of doing things that are more scalable. Yeah. But for me, that was an experience. And I don't know if it makes sense for you.
No, that makes complete sense. And it's a really, really interesting challenge. I mean, I think there are so many upsides to us to taking this. I mean, I think it's a 10-year acceleration in the move towards remote learning and remote communication and hybrid working. And much of it is absolutely brilliant and outstanding. And some of it isn't. And we're still trying to work out the best ways of doing that. And I am a huge believer in the power of physical energy and presence. And so you can put some of that, you know, a bit of that into a recording or a video or whatever it is, but we do need, human beings need each other. We regulate each other by our physical presence, by our literal physical presence. And it's a bit like you talking about your gut. For many, many years, people have been saying, you know, you need to get out of your body and into your mind and work with your mind. And this is one of the most damaging things that has ever happened. We need to be firmly rooted in our bodies with our minds interacting with it. And then we have this external spiritual, if you choose to believe it, and I do, or energetic part of yourself. And those three work in symbiosis all the time. And so we have to be mindful of that. There's no extremes. The mixture is so important for regulating ourselves, regulating each other.
It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
Thank you for listening to Gut Talks. Hope you enjoyed this segment. More to come, so make sure you subscribe, like, or share with a like-minded individual, or leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you.